It is a great privilege to be with you in this very special day, and I also want to add my congratulations and best wishes to all the mothers who are here. It is a blessing to have the partnership we do have with IBC and to together be able to reach to the different countries where we're reaching out. I also understand that some of you guys will turn out for a golf tournament that's being planned for the May 24th. And our great friends Wayne Lamb and Charlie Moreno back there have a booth set up that's signing up the best of the best. So appreciate your partnership and your help to reach out to these countries of the world. It is a blessing, as I say, to speak about these things. And as I have looked at the drama and about the songs, we've considered already the power of the moment. It is all the more heavy in my heart. The fact that we were having a particular campaign in Canaries last year, and we normally have a truck that opens up and becomes a stage, and then we have people dancing. They do the line dancing, and as people went last year, they're also going this year. But in this particular occasion, there was a 10-year-old little girl that came forward, and she received the Lord. On average, about 30 people or so will come forward and receive the Lord. And this 10-year-old wanted a Bible. She said that she had made the decision. We normally give a Bible to the people that have trusted Christ as their Savior. So I had a difficulty there giving her the Bible, and I couldn't sleep that night. I was thinking, why would I not give her the Bible? I thought maybe that she was just trying to get a free book, and she really didn't understand. But then I thought, well, the other thing is, if people think that I am bolstering or trying to bolster the numbers of converts by counting the children, I really don't want that kind of a reputation. Already we're accused of evangelistically speaking, and so I thought, I really don't want to do that. But the Lord kept at it with me, and the argument that got through to me in the most powerful way was that I had received the Lord when I was 7 years old, and nobody took me seriously either. And I just thought, out of curiosity, as we consider together whether we should really invest our time, take the children seriously or not, how many of you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior when you were in your childhood? Could I see your hand? Wow. Close my case, or rest my case. This is good. Now, it is very important for us to understand that we have around us a great number of people. Jan is saying about 1,000 coming through, and we have the young people that we have really not added to that number, but there are all kinds of people around us that are worthy of our investment, of our life, of our time, of our efforts, prayers, as we think about the opportunities that the Lord has brought before us and the generation that we're trying to reach and how we want to multiply the impact of the gospel. I think of people who have done this, and a second story comes to mind that helps us to understand just the importance of mentoring somebody as well as investing in our own kids. The story is from England. There were two particular boys in the story. One was a city family that used to go to the countryside, and they would have their vacation there and go around a farm, do different things in the farm. And then there was a country boy in a farm who was doing his chores and looking after the different things that the parents were giving him to do. This farm boy was doing his work one day when he hears from the pond somebody yelling for help. He ran to the pond and discovered that it was the city boy that was there trying to swim but had gotten into trouble and was drowning. The farm boy jumped in and rescued him, saved his life, and then went back to do his chores. A year later, those parents came back to the countryside again to spend the summer, and they remembered what the farm boy had done for their son. And out of gratitude, and also because they took a liking to that boy, they decided to invest time and energy and money in that boy. They asked him what he would like to do with his life. And the farm boy said he had always dreamed of becoming a doctor. So the parents decided to pay for him to go to school, see him through college and through medical school. And that boy, the farm